This is a special edition of What in God's Name. Welcome to this special edition of What in God's Name. I'm Chris Owen. Shana and I thought it would be a good idea to have an abbreviated show to be released as soon as possible, focusing on yours and my and our collective comfort and care in the midst of all the disruption and uncertainty of the coronavirus. And so I have written a little pastoral letter to share with you, and it goes like this. Dear friends in the What in God's Name listening community, because our show's purpose is to respond to what is going on in the world using the resources of theological reflection, Shana and I thought that it seems right to spend a moment with you at this time of heightened anxiety about COVID-19. Today's mini-show is intentionally pastoral. We're here to offer comfort and to remind you and to remind ourselves of the deep wisdoms that underlie whatever is going on in the world, deep wisdoms that have grounded people and communities over the course of history. Here are a few things that are helpful for good self-care and resilience. This is not intended to be a comprehensive list, and is just a reminder of things we already know but need to bring to mind. First, to be anxious and fearful is natural and understandable. To be grounded in a spiritual tradition or meditative practice does not make us immune to anxiety. What it does do is give us resources and practices to turn to so that when we are anxious and fearful, we have a pathway back to solid ground. We will always have fear. That's part of our human condition. But that doesn't mean that we have to be fearful. So let your fear and anxiety be like the dashboard light that comes on in your car, an indicator to pay attention and do some spiritual maintenance through prayer, meditation, or whatever practices you find to be life-giving, life-restoring, centering, and grounding. Connection to the higher power, to the creator spirit, is connection to the love that casts out fear. Second, stay connected in community. Fear grows when we are isolated, and that, of course, is the unfortunate cost of social distancing. Whatever new and creative ways you can stay connected to other people, give it a shot. The Italians we know are singing to each other from their balconies. Maybe you can sing to each other via Zoom. Third, get whatever information you need from a screen, but then turn it off for a while. Those who provide content through screens are rewarded for getting you to click or to watch. Therefore, they will try to scare you into clicking or watching more. This is true even of the most balanced and fair-minded outlets. This is not a recommendation to be in denial and bury your head in the sand. Yes, get updated information. And then do something different. Disconnect from the screen and play with a child, take a walk outside, read a poem. Activities that elevate our spirits and free us from the media fear machine. The truth is that scary things happen in the world. We know this. And we have the inner resources to deal with these scary things in healthy ways. The other truth is, very simply, this too will pass. Shana and I extend to you our greeting of peace, our greeting of shalom, this peace that's beyond this world, the peace so deep that not even words can say what it is, the peace that when you feel it, you know you are home, and you know you are safe, and you know that you are beyond harm. If you know someone who might benefit from this little show today, please share. If you are having a particularly difficult time, you can email us at whatingods@ribeye-media.com. If you want to offer your own words of comfort and care, or your own life-affirming suggestions for this time, go to our Facebook page at What in Gods and leave a comment. Shana and I will be with you Thursday for our regular show. be curious, go deep, and shine light.